when they know about when feeding time comes, mm-hmm. usually when feeding time comes, they're right up there about close to where they're going to get fed.
Mm-hmm.
They're smarter than you think they are. Just like the horse is smarter than man. The horse won't bet on a man, but the man bets on the horse.
Years ago, if you were driving a buggy or a wagon, how would you get the horses to go fast?
We usually kept a little buggy with me, tapping down with me.
Did you have different kinds of whips? Or just...
Oh yeah, you had different kinds. But most of the time you just slash the lines down that way, mm-hmm. and that was a sign to him to move on.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have a mule on our farm, and when that mule would come into town, hitched to a wagon with another mule, two of them pulling together.
Uh-huh.
He would hardly pull, he just didn't want to come to town.
Mm-hmm.
But after he'd been to town
uh-huh.
and started back home in the afternoon, you could hardly hold him back. He knew where the farm was, where he was going. He didn't like it in town, see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's not a story, that's an actual fact.
Uh-huh.
Old Black Joe, we called him.
If you had a mule and he won't move, and you can't do anything with him, you can't get him to move or can't get him to plow or anything like that, what would you say was wrong with him?
Just like some folks.
Uh-huh.
Stubborn.
Uh-huh.
Obstinate.
Mm-hmm.
But with a good keen switch, so
uh-huh.
he didn't move on.
Did you ever see anybody make a wagon wheel?
I've never seen them make a wagon wheel. I've seen them repair them.
Uh-huh.
Some blacksmith shops here used to make them.
Mm-hmm. Did you know the different names of different parts of the wagon wheel?
Oh yeah, you had the axles and tongues and shafts. And
what would you call that steel outside of a wheel?
That's a band.
You know the wooden parts of the wheel?
Yeah.
There's six parts of a wheel?
Yeah.
Sometimes, what would you call those?
I don't know the technical name of it,
mm-hmm.
but all I know is that when they got that ready,
mm-hmm.
Then they'd get this steel band,
mm-hmm.
iron band ready.
Mm-hmm.
And while it was red hot, they would put it on top of that. And then it was hot then, and when it cooled off, it was good and tight, see?
Mm-hmm. How did they do that?
They used it by the process of getting the wheel good and hot,
mm-hmm.
and they had a blower type thing that you could pump air in there and
mm-hmm.
create more heat and get the thing good and hot. And then they used, bands to get hot, and slip it on the,
mm-hmm.
slip it on the wheel, and tighten it up, yeah.
When a horse is hooked to a wagon, what would you call the bar of wood that the traces are hooked to?
Well, there's the traces, of course.
Mm-hmm. And this kind of something that might be right behind the horse, and a little wider than the horse is.
Buckboard, you call it?
Uh-huh. And something they used to keep the horses kind of, could hook the traces on it. I think they call it, do you know what a single tree might be, or a...
Single tree, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What would that be, exactly? What would it look like?
Well, a single tree, here's the horse out here.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the harness on, and you got the trace coming back here.
Mm-hmm.
And you hook that on to the something on the single tree.
Mm-hmm.